your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
God has called us to work and not labor. God has called you and you have a choice, ladies and gentlemen. You have a choice to live an economic life that was the kingdom one before the fall of man. That is work. Or you can choose to live your economic life after the fall of man, when the curse of religion, that is labor, had to be imposed upon mankind. You can lead your life any of these ways.
Now, we to me at na ekwan huro mienu so and sana onipa be hwe ase no nyame ehye wom se wom na etro num enye fe ubetumi enya wabra bosa anaso emra onipa hwe ase we onyame do minu mi gu onipa so se ubeyi adwuma sanwanim fifre. And son, I was
if you want the kingdom of God to come, you must work and not labor.
So what about someone yam yahini and about so dear? And you know juma yam and yam fifri samu ejuma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because labor is of the devil.
Na ejuma ya and fifri sam no she woman if you're born some.
That is why Peter was laboring so much in Luke chapter 5.
Lutina, Usha Lucas and Patinuma, not Petro. Why yeah, juma fifri samu ye.
The word he used was the word toil.
Now what can come when yam ya samna was it wa ya bre.
He said, we have toiled all night and I've got nothing.
Was say ya nante puiswa na juni nansu yenyashe.
Jesus Christ moved Peter from laboring to working.
Na Yesu, and ye petro fi bra wa bra wonyashe.
And he taught him very important principles of kingdom life.
Now, what you know, maybe I just don't go ever here abroad.
To put the word of God into his life.
Say what do you mean? Some begun abroad.
And not to let work make you take the word of God as a vain thing.
Ah. Would they a juma way and no ever you see a quire won't you quire from my when you mean some.
So Jesus said, Peter, bring your boat. Let me sit in it. I want to show you how to profit in this life.
Now, Yesu catch Petro said, "Fa won shema na ma me na me nyina so, na ma kire okwan ya obetumi edie e wa brabo."
Because you must profit in this life in a manner that pleases God. There is a profit that is a profit all the same, but it does not please God. That is not the kingdom life. So he said, Peter, bring your boat. He sat in the boat of Peter and taught the word of God.
Now what kire Petro said, "Ekwan bi wo wa obetumi afa so anya mfa so a obrek asie nim." Now what chance have for we shaman na mame na me ndina so nka wonyame as.
Afterwards he took the word of God and gave it to Peter and says, Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Peter said that we have labored that we have got nothing, but at your word,
hallelujah,
I will let down the net.
Now Yesu catch Petro said, "Mary, fa wo net na bra na fa gu aso." Now we benya bi na Petro ka say, "Wo mo say ya bread here, nemo
and he told Peter that go to the deep. Don't release the net around here. Go to the deep."
Now Petro
in other words, he was taking Peter far to the kingdom life of Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
Now now what the Petro Genesis
so Peter was, Jesus was in the boat as Peter and his friends were rowing and all that. I'm sure that they will ask Jesus that, "Jesus, is it okay? Can we let down the net?" And maybe Jesus will say, "No, I said the deep. Go more. Past Malachi, past the prophets, past Moses, yes, and past the first, and go right to the beginning."
Na ewomu se ebetumi abasa mna na wo mo yesibri bom tabi bom omukwe omukonya no ma bisa yesu ya ha na wo se dabi montra Malachi montra babia Deuteronomy montra Exodus mukonkodru Genesis pine.
He said, "Me, I'm taking you somewhere.
I said, me, me demu ko baby.
I came to reintroduce to humankind the kingdom life, the heaven on earth, the rulership in a manner that pleases God, that we lost in the garden. So go, Peter, Peter went to a point and then he let down. Jesus told him to let down the nets, plural. He said, I will let down the net, singular. That is why his boat was sinking. Work gives you so much because you do not compromise the principles of the word of God. You do not compromise the dominance of the word of God in your life. You do not compromise the reading you have to do, the studies you have to do. Oh, everything can wait. I have to wait upon the Lord. As Peter and his friends, they were rowing. They were enjoying the perfume scent of Jesus, and they were enjoying the breath of Jesus, because for the first time they were in a canoe together, and they could see whether his beard, some white were inside or not. They enjoyed the fellowship, and that is what God wants you to do in this current world. Yes. For us to bring heaven on this earth and for us to rule in a manner that pleases God. It doesn't cancel our fellowship with God. It doesn't cancel our closeness with God. It doesn't cancel a time where we are going deeper and deeper with the Lord. All for the sake of money or fishes. Nah. They did it all. And at the end of it, you see, when you work and God blesses you with it, Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 also says that he has no sorrow to wait. When the blessing is from God, it doesn't kill you. It doesn't destroy your boat. I'm telling you, when you obey the word of the Lord, God will heap blessings upon you, and that blessing will not have you, and that riches and that money and that fame and that name and that popularity is not going to get the better part of you, because you follow the word of God, you follow the line of God, and that is how God wants us to enjoy his kingdom on this earth, following the word of God, so that when we are blessed like Peter, we will leave all the fish for the fisher folks on the shore and follow Jesus. It will be nothing to us.
Yeke juma ye na, eye juma ya wo nyamisra wo muna, eye juma ya enchufio nyamia semu, eye juma ya enchufio nyamia juma hon, eye juma ya enchufio nyoma efa wo nyame hon. Esa se emra pita numu ya sutie, na wamo di asemu nishe wo muna yesu ka wamo wamo kono. Omu duye, no omu gwi, no omu nyame broso. Na eya dia, eye ejuma ye mun shira, enya dia, ema wo umema wo su etra, na Petro, emra wo ye nam nume busu no ochichema, na popo fono, eno jano bedi yesu eti, na babo mayati asese, se wo nyame shira wa, enya dia wadi o ya wana titi, bika wesa se, en shira na wadi ama uno, efi na semu na aba, enu tise wuje mwegu wako dine chine, eye mrenti, en shira, ana ejuma ya, ema ukwaima utumiye wanyamiye jume di ishrabre ono. Eno na yeka.
In 1 Kings chapter 17, we have a case study of laboring. How labor looks like.
Na uji uka ahimfu ngomana. Ema uhu ejuma ya wabire womu nankasa.
There was this woman of Zarephath who was gathering sticks. Can you imagine an old woman, a widow, who has a son, a little boy, gathering sticks? What was she gathering sticks for? She was gathering sticks so that she would go and cook a last meal. And after eating the meal, they will not live. That meal will make them die. Can you imagine that? That is how labor is like. It makes you gather sticks. I mean, things that is not even relevant. You gather these things, just labor in proportion to cooking a meal that you will die after eating. Not a meal that will make you live after eating. That is what the devil will impose upon the church, and impose upon the people of God. But God is calling you to enjoy kingdom life, not the way of the world, where you have the results, and the result is nothing to write home about. After all your labor, it is nothing to write home about. You even die on top of it. Elijah said, no. This woman, like Peter, needs the word of the Lord. Go and prepare something for me, because that is not God's plan for you, to eat and die. We eat so that we will live, not to eat and to die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Labor will make you work hard, and at the end of the day, you have BP. We will make you work hard. At the end of the day, you have some chronic something over here. It will make you work hard. And at the end of the hard work, at the end of all the sacrifice for the systems of the world, we don't have life. Our families don't have life. There is nothing to write home about. After 20 years of work, after 50 years of work, after 30 years of work, what have I got to show but death in my family? Yes. That is not your portion. Yes. And God is getting you to get awake to his kingdom way of making fish and the fish blessing many. Blessing many.
I receive it. Now, Usha Mami, Oya Zara Fet Kunania. Nana Samnesa Wakasama Badia Kobo Yenadia, none in the Bay Eddie Ewu. Sana Juma didn't open some the small on a tear. Ubeya Jumana, Nevia, you wouldn't show bet to me, dear Siwatre, or one at that winning. Bet you ya Juma 20 years, 30 years. Diabetes and Kua, hypertension. And ya TB, no Kum. Ube brow, baby, you know, be a bad baby, fast one, not well, entitlement, no be a deal. Wa bra ya rewu bibia me sha onfia onwutna se nyeye enya nu bi na ye ka na momma mra Elijah onyame na musumo hu se mmami na dio anya wokoye wokoye diewu no onyame de na sam na Elijah so ko mami no se da bi koye aduane ne bibra me kan tie sa sami ama aduane a wokoye na nya de beku enya ye ka se onyame ahini abra bono se wo ma onyame sam na duka wa dia nyina mu dia onya juma de mra mo bi ma magi mfani Wan kasa ubeye na ubeye shira mankrofo bebrebe. Anything ya saadwe ni wotu.
The final excuse that you can be, that can be in your category.
Ah, ebetumi atwe wan wutumi ndidi wo erade ponu ho ne
se. Final thing that will make you miss kingdom life on this earth.
Ade ebetumi am atwe ma onyame ahini ni wunya wasase so ne se.
It's in verse 20. Still another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Those I have married a wife is talking about an attachment to a social system or a social order.
Now,
social life has to do with your relationship with human beings, with people. In this life, ladies and gentlemen, in this life, right now, even as you are listening to
me,
you will be torn between pleasing men and pleasing God. Where are you going to be attached to? In your relationship, in your dealings with people, are you going to make a decision for pleasing men, which is a tall order, or pleasing God?
Now, our brother, we are seeing and not so. What be your dead? Your son, you penny, our brand, you pan, one more, so we saw when you do so. And now, sir, we be so when you cook on
one thing that can keep you from enjoying the rulership of God in this life is when you choose a wife and you are committed to that social order rather than to the kingdom of God, rather than to pleasing God, pleasing human beings.
Now,
a difficult thing to do.
Ababa ye woman wonkita wudie, ene wonkita wudie a wawo nini pe kuobi nini pe subi no. Ebe no pempen subi ebe bisa, anaso wu ye die edia so safoneni, anasa wu ye edia so wenyamieni.
As I am talking to you right now, I'm faced with that choice. Am I going to look at your faces? And stop? Or am I going to go on and say that, Lord God, you opened my eyes to this world. You have a mandate on my life to get my people out of the claws of the devil and to make us enjoy in the country of God in which we are.
And now I'm a kase rade. Misha said your money my na minja asamna na ana se san se wodi sa asami ato me so se me fa yan cheche e ma womanti me kan se ne wurade wa se me ana.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will be faced with that choice when we close from church today.
Na se na po ya ponwa sa so hwa no ebetumi abaw so.
Pleasing man or pleasing God?
Se wo so ni pani ana sa wo be so wanyame ani.
Pleasing man is doing things which human beings like. It is a trap. of the devil to keep you from enjoying heaven on this earth.
Na se wo ba ya de be so ni pani no e ya de a ekwaye se e firie bi a obosam de ato ho de ama wa wo betumi atoma ama wa nyame ahinie no yedie no wonya bi.
The news that I have for you, ladies and gentlemen,
asama ina me pesa me ka kire woni ne se
is that Jesus died on the cross.
Yes,
according to Revelations, if you want to know anything about Jesus, please go to the Gospel and then go to Revelations and then go to the New Testament and say, oh, when you go to the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show unto seven nation minor churches and to us by extension, the things that God wants us to see about him.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, he says that he shed the blood that he will make us kings and priests, not unto human beings. I am not a teacher or a pastor unto human beings. A king and a priest unto God. Holy. And his Father.
Holy.
And that shall reign. They shall reign on this earth. Heaven is going to come down for you if you learn to focus on Jesus. You focus on God. And you say, no matter what men will do, I have set my face like a flint, like you told Jeremiah, that if you look at their faces, you will become discouraged. But look at me and speak my word, which I shall put in your mouth. God has called us not to rule for human beings. Otherwise, you will get into new ageism. You will get into a movement that is exalting, sacrificing for human beings, even at the extent of God in your life, because they will tell you, you are God yourself. You are not God yourself. There is a God over there. And you are a king unto him. And you are a priest unto him. In Revelation 6 verse 9 also, he repeats the same thing. That you are supposed to be a pleaser of God and not a pleaser of man.
Now, so we hear a juma, yes, by your man, yeah. We share a disem, yeah, kuponka fan, wa, was it share? What did the mother not toy and say, beya, ya, beya, soft when you crow for cool, ediama, or no, yam, in any part? And what is the one Genesis said, ya, beya, obeya, dear money penny, ya, joe, what ya? And then I, yes, sir, I did be our open some dear to a woman to my beya, dear man. Now, mama, so what do you want to now, besis, sir? A dear beer, me, a beer, me, yes, sir, be a best so a bad yen any dear. And then a hini abra bono, ube to me and yabi was a sisu.
You know, the difference between king, religious king Saul, and kingdom man King David, the difference in all their life, I have studied them, the difference in all their life is whom they wanted to please. Because whereas Saul was afraid of the people, David was not afraid of the people. Saul was afraid of the people more than God. God would tell him, go and destroy. He said, for the people's sake, I will not do it. David feared God more than the people. That was the difference. That is why God gave David that kingdom life, that shadow kingdom life. He enjoyed kingdom life even in the Old Testament. Why? Because isn't David the one who is inspiring New Testament worship right now? How come? Because he bought into kingdom life in a society that was full of men pleasers.
Now, so soon you had that, wahine Saul, no wahine David, mutemunu se. Eya wahine Saul, no na denyina wa ya dia se, e nipa, o ya dia, o suru nipa. Nyama mahi David ide no hwe nipa. Na nadie nyina mu oyese wo ye de tie nya Onyankopon beka. Enu ti wa hini abrabo no David nya ne wubi otumi tina mu kakra. Esan se na nadie nyina ne se oyye nya ebe so wo nyame enye nipa.
How can you please God?
Obede no aso nyame ani.
You please God by living out his assignment on your life by faith.
Wobetumi aso nyame ani wo bra wo nam gidie so na wo ye adwuma wo de ama no wo ne mrem.
In Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7 says.
Mebu semte dun sia ka se.
Let me show you how to please men.
Ma moma ye hwe kwan a ye fa so a ye ade so nipani.
How to be a blessing to men.
Se be ya ubeye ade a wo ye ade so nipani.
It is not looking at the men.
Enya se wo hwe nipa no.
Because they have no idea what will bless them.
Esa se wo mun ni made e betu ya nhyira ma.
As a matter of fact, they have no idea what they need.
No mo po ni mo mu hia.
Whereas God says that what you need is Jesus or my word in your spirit. They think they need money. They think the preaching is too long. They think that the word of God is a vain thing. It is a begging.
Na enipa no po ni made wo mu hia. Na Yakobon ka se ye hia Yesu. Ene na Samuel ya bra ba mu nipa dwe ye se ye hia sika. So for what Samuel wadudu chasu na yanko yadwe no no.
The Bible says that we do not know what we ought to pray for even as we ought.
Na Bible no ma yati asiye se nia wo se yebo humpa yepo yenim.
The Bible says in Proverbs 16 verse 7.
Bible no kan wo mebu semti dun se achiche mun
so. That if a man's way pleases the Lord.
O si se wo nipa kwan so wanyame ni.
He will make even his enemies.
O si obema na tamfo mpo
to be at peace with him.
Omo ni na nya sumje.
1 John chapter 5 verse 2.
Yohane asempa
the Bible says that this is how we can know that we love the children of God. If we love God, if we love God,
say adonyamia
and obey him. Because that is how God wants to minister to human beings, not the new age way.
Now when you kwanya onyame person what done when the editray.
In a manner that pleases him, through him.
Kings
and priests unto God. And his father. The word of God, ladies and gentlemen, is everything. Some of you, your eyes need to be open to see it. Because you think otherwise. You come to church, but your attitude is not what God thinks that you are thinking.
Now, sorry.
The word of God is what you need. What he wants to give you is not a promotion this year. It is not a wife or a husband. What God wants to give you is Jesus.
Now,
it's the word of God.
Adia wo yuya se wanyame de ba ma wanya sika nya yire nya dan nya ka na mom opese wo ma Yesu na opese wo de na sam no edeban.
And it is that way that you can be able to feed your family, bless the society and everything. It's not the religious way of King Saul.
Emra wo di Kristo ene na sam na tum no. Ano na ebe ye kwen jama wa ube nye bidi ashe wabusu ya ni ufie fo. Nenye ne yuwa sidi ato hasa ube prehawiwe sika enye japade.
Three excuses that invitees to this kingdom feast that Jesus brought. Three excuses that they gave.
Enyoma miyansa wamo kan ya se enuti wamo tumi ema afashe na se.
Don't be in any of these categories.
Menko to wenimu biyemu.
Don't be in any of these categories.
Menko to wenimu biyemu.
Don't labor. And when you come to church, you are sleeping. One day I will teach you more about this atomic power, which I couldn't teach you under this third point. I will teach you how to do it. So that although you will be in this world, the world and its influence will not even smell on you.
There be much to me. I want Adam. Ni tu mi na no won se be ya uti wiase mu de na mom won nan tete so bia wo wiase mu.
God bless you.
Onya mi shira o
Jesus name.
Ewo Yesu.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.